Ele representou muito bem o espírito do nordestino, do imigrante que saía daqui para ir para São Paulo, para os grandes centros urbanos, das pessoas que tinham que conviver com os problemas da seca, com a injustiça social, que aqui no Nordeste é muito mais forte do que no Sudeste. Então, além de ser um ícone musical, ele também é um ícone social.
O fole roncou no alto da serra, cabroeira da minha terra, subiu a ladeira e foi brincar.
After Luiz Gonzaga died in 1989, a statue was erected just outside Recife, the capital of his home state, Pernambuco. It marks the start of the Luiz Gonzaga Highway. Gonzaga had reminded Brazil's city dwellers of the depth of the music that existed out in the countryside, and shown that music was as important for the outlying regions as it was for Rio, as a way of expressing their views and problems. And with Forró, there had been no attempt by the government to control the music. Gonzaga led the way for other Northeasterners, like Jackson do Pandeiro, an exponent of another Afro-Brazilian rhythm, coco, and best known for chiclete con banana, bubblegum and bananas, that poked fun at the American lack of understanding of Brazilian music.
Mas eu sou ponto, bipapi no meu samba. Quando o tio Sam tocar um tamborim, quando ele pegar no pandeiro e no zabumba, quando ele aprender que o samba não é rumba, aí eu vou misturar Miami com Copacabana, chiclete eu misturo com banana, e o meu samba vai ficar assim. Aí eu quero ver a confusão.
Getúlio Vargas, the president who'd strengthened Brazil's links with America while championing samba as a way of promoting a new national identity, died while still in office in 1954. He shot himself in the heart after demands for his resignation following a corruption scandal in his government. Less than a year later, another funeral for Carmen Miranda, who died in Hollywood, aged just 46. Her body was flown to Rio, where a million people followed her coffin.